Well, with a range of global and local uncertainties, chief executives are bracing for a rocky year, especially with a federal election just around the corner. A quarter of CEOs polled by the Australian Industry Group think their businesses will deteriorate as worries about falling real estate prices trim demand from consumers. AI Group Chief Executive Innes Willocks is speaking with our senior business correspondent Peter Ryan.
Well, chief executives from across the country and industries large and small are saying that this is going to be a year of slower growth and the economy is changing down a gear. So when you've got around two-thirds of Australian CEOs saying things aren't going to get any better through 2019, you know we're in for a choppy year.
One of the takeouts is that the CEOs you've talked to say they have an underwhelming view of the economy and that alarm bells should be ringing in Canberra, but is Canberra listening?
We are now, obviously, Peter, well and truly into the election cycle. We're seeing both major parties really on the campaign trail. So when that happens, businesses stop to watch and wait and see, and they're not going to go out and make huge investments at a time when there's heightened policy uncertainty.
But given the political instability and last year's dumping of Malcolm Turnbull as Prime Minister, has business switched off until they get a new government?
Certainly businesses turn down the volume. That means that businesses who are both providers and consumers are very much more reticent to take bold steps, and that's reflected in this survey.
You have the outlook for China not looking good, trade tensions simmering between the US and China as the big global issues. But does business think Scott Morrison and the alternative Prime Minister Bill Shorten have credible answers and, more importantly, leadership?
We don't know what will happen from Brexit. We don't know what will happen in the US-China trade talks. But Australian businesses and CEOs are saying we need policies and supports in place that will help us navigate that, and there's certainly great uncertainty that they have that at the moment.
There are a few populist policies being run by the coalition at the moment. One of the big ones is migration. Does that risk protectionism that could exacerbate the economic challenges we're facing at the moment?
Absolutely, and we're seeing walls, real and metaphoric, being erected globally at the moment, and that inhibits trade, it inhibits movement of people and capital and of skills, and that's all impacting on business.
There's also falling real estate values, especially in Sydney and Melbourne. What's that doing to consumer confidence and demand, given that some borrowers have seen their perceived personal wealth evaporate from the recent highs?
Well, a big concern that's emerged through this survey is the impact of the Royal Commission into the financial services sector. The banking sector has had and is having a real impact on access to capital for business. We've also seen a quite significant decline in house prices, which has made consumers much more wary than they had been 6-9 months ago. That impact is draining people's pockets. It's draining their savings. What CEOs are saying is when you put all these factors together, local and international, that we're going to go into a period of slower growth, sloth as it's known as, and it's going to be quite a sluggish economy through this year.
Australian Industry Group Chief Executive Innes Willocks with our Senior Business Correspondent Peter Ryan.